Parties have always been a Hollywood staple, whether we're talking about Jean Harlow hobnobbing with Marie Dressler in Dinner at Eight, Peter Sellers serenading Claudine Longet in The Party, or John Belushi leading Delta House to a food fight in Animal House. But no party scene from any film ever made outdoes the one that director Nima Naruzadeh creates for his film Project X, which begins as a simple outlet for adolescent fervor and climaxes in a five-alarm flash mob frenzy that would shock even Belushi's John Plutarski sensibilities. Naruzadeh, helming his first feature film, follows the misadventures of three young high school wannabes. The literary name Thomas Mann plays Thomas, a birthday boy so inhibited that even his dad labels him a loser. Oliver Cooper is Costa, the best friend from Queens, whose attitude about L.A. life is as dismissive as his celebration of everything New York is annoying. And Jonathan Daniel Brown is J.B., the portly sidekick, who knows far more about the female sexual organ than any nerdy high school senior boy should. Can you say Wikipedia? The Discovery Channel? How about The Joy of Sex? Anyway, though it's Thomas's birthday, his parents give him a questionable present. They are leaving town for the weekend, and he will be given free rein of their expensive, comfortable, expansive, upscale, suburban L.A. home. Sure, Dad says, you can have a few kids over, but then Dad lists a veritable volume of house rules. Costa, of course, will have none of it. This is his chance, our chance, he keeps reminding Thomas, to make a mark at school. And thanks to the power of contemporary social media, that's exactly what happens. From a planned gathering, at least in Thomas's mind, of five or six to maybe 30 or 50, the crowd grows from virtually nothing to something that might fill the L.A. Forum. With music blaring over the neighborhood, the shapely high school wet dreams slinking through Thomas's house, with beer and smoke flowing freely, things get way out of hand way, way quickly. And before long, the family dog is floating away in balloons, Thomas is facing bared breasts in his bedroom, and the neighbors are complaining. And all this happens long before the police arrive, a dwarf gets tossed into the oven, Dad's car ends up in the swimming pool, and to the whir of police and media helicopter blades, fire begins to consume the entire neighborhood. Food fight indeed. Filmed as found footage, a collection of video from phones as well as from the camera of a quote-unquote official videographer, Project X plays out as one long mock documentary climax. It owes a debt to everything from Say Anything to Risky Business, Cloverfield to Superbad, yet it is its own creation too, taken from the annals of Australian police records that documented something quite similar taken from real life. Don't get me wrong. Project X is nothing that will make you forget the best of what is playing in Spokane theaters. A Separation, for example, or the just-departed Pina. But for a laugh, a giggle, or even a couple of loud guffaws, it is more than worth the price of admission. That is, of course, assuming you don't mind being a witness to anarchy, 21st century style. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.